Organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113, drinksupertea.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
Welcome to our show today. It is Thursday, July 27th, 2023. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. It is another very, very busy news day, and we're going to try and get through as much of it as we can before it's time to open up the phone lines for your comments, questions, observations, and opinions. Mike is in our control room taking care of business, so let's get right on into it. Now, everybody is still talking about the collapse of Hunter Biden's plea deal, and there was an interesting article that came out of the Federalist saying that the plea deal was not really designed to protect Hunter Biden. It was supposed to protect Joe Biden. And basically because they wanted to shut down all the investigations before they could reach Joe Biden. And that's why they tried to go with that deal that said the plea deal included no more prosecutions for any other crimes. And the prosecution said, we're not going to go with that. And that's basically what killed the plea deal. And so the judge refused to sign off on it. They backed out of the deal. Hunter pled guilty on those misdemeanor tax charges. And, you know, at this point, this Biden bribery scandal, which involves, so far as we know, China, Romania, and Ukraine, this is the biggest scandal in American political history. We've gone way past Watergate right now. And you know, we're going to see how it's going to play out. It's turning into a partisan, street fight, actually. And the Democrats are still out there saying, no, 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 this is a father who loved his son, and you can't indict him for that, and so forth and so on. Another article along the same line came out of the Daily Mail saying, what does Hunter's collapsed plea deal mean for Joe? President could be in the firing line over son's deals with China and Ukraine. And you know, the collapse of the plea deal doesn't just drag out Hunter's legal issues. It is presenting problems for Joe Biden. We can almost smell the panic wafting over the Potomac here. Now, Greg Gutfeld is out there saying that Biden deserves to be impeached for participating in the Burisma scandal. And we're hearing more and more talk about impeachment. And a lot of people are getting very, very frustrated with Kevin McCarthy, who's still saying, well, we're still looking. We're having an impeachment inquiry and so forth. You know, I mean, the evidence of guilt is there. Comer has it all. He's got the bank records. It is time to move on this deal right now. And, it's definitely there. And, it's time to impeach, Joe Biden and, head of the CIA, I'm sorry, head of the FBI rather, the Attorney General, all of these people who took part in this and took part in the cover-up, they need to be shown the exit, okay? Now, the collapse of Hunter Biden's plea deal is also putting the Justice Department in the hot seat, because attention has now been drawn to how they were dragging out the investigation and trying to block it. They let some of the statute of limitations expire. And they're looking not too good right now. In fact, you know, the government as a whole isn't looking very good right now to the American people. Story coming on out of the Federalist again. saying that the Biden family scandals are so much bigger than Hunter's hookers and Burisma bribery and violations of the Mann Act. I mean, technically, Hunter Biden is guilty of sexual human trafficking. Now, yes, the woman involved was being paid and she was a willing participant, but he basically flew her across state lines for sexual purposes. And, you know, it's, you know, we're looking at Hunter's sordid sex life, history of drug abuse, well documented on that laptop. But it's, you know, now concerning Joe Biden's abuse of power as vice president for financial gain. And, it now includes 10 distinct scandals. And, it is a mess. It's history in the making. So, you know, enjoy the moment here. Now, Jim Jordan is closing in on the Bidens. He's starting to look at this issue. Was Hunter Biden acting as an unregistered foreign agent, and did Joe Biden benefit? And, you know, this, is this illegal foreign influence peddling scheme. And one of the investigations that's still going on is if Hunter Biden is in violation of the Foreign Agents Registration Act. And, yes, obviously he is. He was acting as an agent for Ukraine, China, Romania, and he did not register saying, I am acting as a foreign agent for these countries here. And, of course, we're back to that same question that we had in Watergate. What did the president know, and when did he know it? Now, over at The View, and maybe they're just getting a little bit tense because Bob Iger is dropping hints about selling off Disney's interest in ABC, which might mean the end of their show. But during yesterday's broadcast of The View, Whoopi Goldberg, you know, just tried to pretend there was no evidence of corruption against Joe Biden. And she tried to say that Republicans are just trying to punish Biden because he won the 2020 election. Actually, Biden stole it. And the latest poll is 67% of voters think the 2020 election was, in fact, stolen. So, anyway, you know, Goldberg basically came on out and said, you know, what bribery scheme? There's no bribery scheme. And she also basically came on out saying about Hunter Biden's laptop. People should just shut up about it. You know, I hate it. It should just, you know, collapse into dust. And, you know, we know he had this terrible addiction problem. That's why he got the diversion program for the gun charge. And it's, you know, Whoopi's just out there, you know, doing a full court press, trying to keep this scandal under wraps. And all she's really doing is kind of wrecking her own credibility, if you think about it. All righty. Now, Donald Trump's lawyers have been informed earlier today to expect another indictment related to January 6th. This is the one where they're going to try and invoke the 14th Amendment to prevent Donald Trump from running in the election next year. And, of course, there's zero evidence. It's just another smear job here. We have the videos of Donald Trump making his speech there in Washington and telling the people, we're going to have a peaceful protest. Please cooperate with the Capitol Police. We don't want any violence. And then when things started getting out of control at the Capitol building, he did another video feed from the White House saying, please go home peacefully. So it's going to be you know, a very, very difficult case, but they're going to smear him with it to try and, you know, keep him from, you know, running next year. And his poll numbers continue to climb. He is way, way ahead of everybody else in the Republican primary. He is polling ahead of Joe Biden, and clearly the deep state is very much afraid of him. Now, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is in second place in the polling for the GOP nomination, but his poll numbers are dropping, and apparently donations are drying up, and he had to let go over a third of his campaign staff this week, and he's basically trying to restart his campaign after a troubled launch. Okay, so let's talk about Mitch McConnell. A lot of people are very worried about him. He had that freeze where he was at the podium and he just stopped talking, and people were talking to him and he wasn't replying and they escorted him out. Then he was able to come on back and say, I'm fine, I'm able to do my job. Well, more of that has surfaced. Apparently, Mitch McConnell has had a series of falls, most recently at the Ronald Reagan Airport in Washington, D.C., and according to this story that's coming on out of the Gateway Pundit, he is using a wheelchair when he's out of the public eye, you know, supposedly as a precaution, which it's a smart precaution, okay? You know, when I was stuck in a wheelchair, you know, I could stand up and walk, but they said, you stay down there just in case. And, you know, I don't like to see anybody dealing with those kind of issues. So I sympathize with Mitch McConnell, but again, he's another example of the gerontocracy that is running this country. And as another example of that, apparently Dianne Feinstein went off to try and make a speech during a vote on the defense bill, and one of her aides just leaned in and said, just say aye. That's all you need to do. And so it's really kind of disgraceful there. All righty. Now, down in the Virgin Islands, Leon Black, who was an associate of Jeffrey Epstein, he has paid the U.S. Virgin Islands $62 million. Actually, he did that back in 2021 after being asked for all of his communications with Jeffrey Epstein, along with photos of his trips to Epstein's island. And basically, he didn't want to turn over any of that information. So he agreed to pay $62.5 million to just make the problem go away. Apparently, if you're very, very rich, you know, you can get away with child molestation. Now, here's a really good one to think about, okay? Federal prosecutors with Democrat President Joe Biden's Department of Justice have dropped the campaign finance charge against former FTX CEO Sam Bankman-Fried. Okay, and he was the Democratic Party's second largest donor after George Soros. And so the weaponized feds informed a New York City judge that another charge was being dropped against the crypto scammer. They're claiming it was a procedural failing. Now, during the midterm elections, Bankman-Fried spent more than $40 million on Democratic candidates, and up to $2 billion in customer funds is still missing after FTX imploded last year. So why the favorable treatment? Well, it turns out Sam Bankman-Fried gave $300,000 to House committee members investigating him, including Maxine Waters. And don't forget that Sam Bankman-Fried admitted FTX was a crypto laundromat for the Ukrainian government. And here is another case of corruption. Joe Biden takes your money and sends it to Ukraine. Ukraine washes some of that money through FTX. The CEO of FTX donates millions to Democrats, and the Democrats use that money to steal elections. That seems to be the pattern that is emerging. Now, for months now, various Democrats and their media allies have been trying to delegitimize the U.S. Supreme Court openly on television and social media. This is a political strategy. If the court is seen as illegitimate, rulings by the court that are disliked by Democrats and members of the progressive base can be ignored. Okay? And we reported earlier in the week how Harvard Law Professor Mark Tushnet and a political scientist from San Francisco State University named Aaron Belkin wrote a letter to Joe Biden urging him to embrace popular constitutionalism, which is their word for if the president doesn't like what the Supreme Court is saying, that he should just ignore it. Now, there's a word for this, and it is called dictatorship. Basically the same thing that Netanyahu just did in Israel, which is causing a ruckus. Now, going back to the Constitution, you know, we have these three separate but equal branches of government, the legislative, the executive, and the judiciary, which means the Supreme Court. They are not subordinate to the executive branch, which means Joe Biden has no authority to ignore their rulings. And, you know, we are seen the emergence of a lawless government. They don't follow their own rules. Certainly looking at that open border situation, they're just flaunting Title VIII. Okay, we have all these reports about the FBI doing warrantless surveillance on Americans for just wanting to privately sell their guns. And, yeah, they're completely out of control. They have just completely wandered off that constitutional reservation. And in my view, that constitution is the original contract with America. Okay, and if the government isn't going to keep their side of the deal, then why should the American people be compelled to keep their side of the deal? All right, so let's talk about COVID. There is a new study that came on out in a peer-reviewed medical journal, and it's revealing that heart injuries caused by the COVID mRNA shots are actually 3,000 times higher than the official government figures claim. They lied to us again. Imagine my shock. So researchers in Switzerland conducted a study involving 777 participants. They were all medical professionals who had been required to keep fully vaccinated for work due to the vaccine mandates. And the researchers analyzed the patients for subclinical myocarditis after they'd received the injections. And the incidence of elevated cardiac enzymes just 3 days after the shot was substantial, at almost 3%. That's 1 in 35. One out of every 35 people who get those mRNA shots are suffering heart damage. Now, this is, of course, a lot higher than the number claimed by the CDC. The CDC is claiming the rate of subclinical myocarditis as a side effect of the shots was about 1 out of 100,000. So, obviously, somebody somewhere is fibbing, and I tend to think it is the CDC. All right, now, Dr. Peter McCullough has weighed in on LeBron James' son's cardiac arrest and the potential role of the spike protein. And Bronny James suffered a cardiac arrest during a basketball workout at the University of Southern California. Now, he, like his father, is a basketball prodigy. He's out of ICU. He's in stable condition. And it's just the latest in a whole almost seeming flood of cardiac incidents hitting young athletes. And Dr. Peter McCullough is speaking out involving, the Bronny James and saying there is an issue there. There are too many of these young people who are just falling over dead. Now, over at CNN, Dr. Sanjay Gupta appeared to discuss LeBron James' son's cardiac arrest. And he basically said that 18-year-olds having a heart attack is, it's really common. It's more common than people realize. It's just really no big deal. You know, young people are dropping dead all the time, and you guys are just making, you know, a big deal over nothing here. Now, Joe Biden, a few days ago, had another senior moment where he claimed he had ended cancer as we know it. Now, the White House quickly edited the transcript to erase that. But the fact of the matter is that America is going backwards when it comes to several types of cancers. Okay? And, America's progress on cancer is slowing, and we're seeing more and more cancers in young people. And we know there's a lot of chemicals out there that cause cancer. We know that some of the chemicals that are in vaccines can cause cancer. And, it's a very toxic environment here. All right, let's talk about the international news here. And, just a month after Russia's special military operation in Ukraine, White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan announced that Biden was traveling to Europe to send a powerful message: we are prepared and committed to this for as long as it takes. Soon other top officials in the administration, including Joe Biden himself, began saying the same message. Yet to this day, it remains unclear to Americans what victory actually means in Ukraine. Now, one theory suggests the United States should facilitate peace talks to prevent the spread of war from entering a NATO member country. And while that is a good cause, our government has thus far guaranteed a continuous stream of funding and weapons to Zelensky and scuttled efforts for a peaceful resolution to the to the conflict here. Another theory offered by Secretary Blinken entails removing all Russians from Ukraine, including Crimea, and this mission would require drastically different resources from our government, and it's one that Congress should debate before sending another dime of assistance to Ukraine. So we've got very murky objectives. We don't really know, you know, what we're supposed to be doing over there. Another article is out here talking about the darkness ahead, where the Ukraine war is headed. And, you know, is a meaningful peace agreement possible? The author of the article says, no, they don't. And we're now in a war where both sides, Ukraine and the West on one side and Russia on the other, see each other as an existential threat that must be defeated. And that seems to make it impossible to reach a workable peace treaty. Plus, the U.S. just isn't interested in it. Rand Paul came out with a comment saying the U.S. is desperate to have a war as a distraction from all the scandals. Oh, we got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
For the first time since its inception, RBN is offering a limited opportunity to you, the listener, to join our quest. You will be provided an effective platform on both internet and satellite broadcasting, and also gain the opportunity to both share your creativity with our producers and voice your message with thousands of patriots. Interested? Call 800-724-2719, extension 3, for details.
Let's talk Bidenomics. I'm Peter Serafin with another Liberty Minute. President Biden and his team are standing behind their economic record as Biden kicks off his re-election campaign. Let's talk about some numbers. $2.39. That was the price of a gallon of regular gasoline on Inauguration Day 2021. $3.56 was the average price yesterday. That is a $1.17 or 49% increase, which costs the average driver an additional $525 a year. So Bidenomics is not good on gasoline. 2.65% was the rate for a 30-year mortgage when Biden took office. 7.51% is the 30-year fixed rate today. That is a 283% increase that costs home buyers an extra $528 a month on a $100,000 mortgage. And those together, the Biden economy, cost the average home buyer with a car an extra $6,861 a year. So sure, unemployment is down, but Bidenflation is robbing all of us. Remember to listen what the politician doesn't say. Until next time, Sivas Pashem, Parabellum.
Corporations, Wall Street and the banks rule our politicians. They don't deserve our thanks, then they tell us. The banks are too big to fail, when the banksters all need to be in.
Welcome back to our show, and we're talking about where is the Ukraine war going. One possible outcome is a frozen conflict that could easily turn into a hot war, or it just could be a stalemate like we had in Afghanistan and go on for the next 20 years. The worst possible outcome, of course, is a nuclear war, which cannot be ruled out. And according to the author of this article, Russia will ultimately win the war. It will not decisively defeat Ukraine. It will probably grab the eastern part, the Donbass, in order to protect the ethnic Russians there. Meanwhile, Poland is sort of making noises about grabbing parts of western Ukraine, which they feel is historically their territory. And it's not looking really good. All right, NATO is going to increase the air patrols in the Black Sea to keep an eye on Russia. And this is the result of Russia withdrawing from the Black Sea Grain Export Agreement, and that it would consider civilian ships potentially carrying military supplies to Kiev. And they've already found one that, on being searched, they found traces of explosives. So NATO is going on up there, and it looks like there could be a potential flashpoint there when Russia is interdicting ships, and the U.S. Navy is out there to do convoy duty, and NATO's overhead. And so one mistake, and the shooting will really, really begin. Now, Scott Ritter had a video, and basically the message is NATO cannot fight Russia. And, we're already seeing serious divisions within NATO. They could actually break up over this whole Ukraine issue. Now, interestingly enough, former U.S. Ambassador to Kiev, John Herbst, is out there pushing the idea that ending military aid to Ukraine would surpass the Afghanistan debacle. And I certainly disagree, but he was talking to the Wall Street Journal and responding to the fact that the counteroffensive is really not going very well. At this point, Biden's decision to support Ukraine is the greatest blunder in U.S. modern geopolitical history. But again, it appears that Zelensky has been blackmailing Joe Biden over the Burisma scandal. And now that Burisma is out and everybody knows what was going on, all of a sudden we're starting to see in certain quarters, it's time to pull back. Let's stop throwing good money after bad and, on that whole situation. Meanwhile, over in Syria, a Saudi Arabian F-15SA fighter crashed during a training mission. And so they're not doing very well over there. Now, over in Africa, in Niger, there has been a military coup that has removed President Mohamed Bazoum from power. This happened late last night, hours after members of the Presidential Guard detained the politician at his official residence. So there are big changes over there. Now, getting on back to Israel. Apparently, Israel's parliament has been accused of passing a racist piece of legislation that would see Palestinian citizens of Israel screened from living in almost half of the country's small villages and towns. The so-called admissions committee law passed on Tuesday would strengthen a controversial 2011 piece of legislation that allows those same panels made up of members of the local community to screen applicants for housing units and plots of land in hundreds of Jewish Israeli community towns built on state land. Now, human rights campaigners have stressed this is aimed at giving these communities the power to prevent Palestinians from buying or renting homes. Now, there are almost 2 million Palestinian citizens of Israel. They make up 20% of the country's population. Now, the law does not officially allow the committees to reject residential candidates for reason of race, religion, gender, nationality, disability, class, age, parentage, sexual orientation, country of origin, views, or political affiliation. Latest polls are showing a large number of Israelis are considering leaving the country because of this judicial reform. And Israeli Channel 13 ran a poll about this and indicated that Israel's very demography will change because of the current political crisis. And So let's see. The paper citing the Channel 13 poll said that 28% of respondents were weighing a move abroad, 64% were not, and 8% were unsure. Well, 28%, that's more than a quarter of the population of Israel is thinking it's time to get out of that country. And if you'll remember, in the run-up to World War II, people were leaving Germany in droves, and same thing may be happening here. Now, a little bit of good news here. Israeli police have dismantled an international sex trafficking ring. You know, the kind of behavior that the Democrats and liberals are saying, it's just a conspiracy theory, it doesn't really happen. Well, yes, it happens. The police searched the homes of 15 people suspected of being involved in trafficking women in Israel and abroad for prostitution. Oh, we got to take another break for commercials? My goodness, how time flies when you're having fun. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life
with Extendivite. What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And welcome back to our show. And we were talking about how Israeli police have dismantled an international sex trafficking ring. And apparently, seven of the victims, women in their 20s and 30s, mainly came from Belarus and Ukraine. And they've now been put into the care of social services after, you know, testifying to the police here. And according to the investigation, the suspects who made up the network earned almost $3 million over the past 5 years. The women in question were sometimes forced into prostitution shortly after arriving in Israel. All right, let's talk about the economy here. The Biden administration's Department of Education announced Tuesday it would forgive approximately $130 million in federal student loan debt for thousands of borrowers who attended a private career school in Colorado. Now, this is just blatant vote buying is what's going on here. You know, forgiving the college loans, talk about reparations for slavery. They're trying to buy the votes of the students and the black population. Okay, meanwhile, this is kind of an interesting development. The Federal Trade Commission is finalizing their antitrust lawsuit against Amazon, a move that could ultimately break up parts of the company. Now, the FTC has been investigating Amazon on a number of fronts, and the coming case would be one of the most aggressive and high-profile moves in the Biden administration's rocky effort to tame the power of tech giants, and probably send a warning to the other tech giants, you do what we tell you or we're going to come after you. So the lawsuit is expected as soon as next month, and will challenge a host of Amazon's business practices. And if successful, it could lead to a court-ordered restructuring, rented lips, of the $1.3 trillion empire and define the legacy of FTC Chair Lina Khan. Okay. Now, over at Anheuser-Busch, they are still feeling the pain of that debacle from Dylan Mulvaney. And the company has lost billions in revenue, and now they're having to lay off hundreds of U.S. workers just to try and stay in business. And by the way, Claire and I were at the local Walmart earlier today, and again, the Bud Light is still full on the shelves. You know, the other beers are selling. The Bud Light is not going out the door here. Okay, now the United States is getting very worried about China's technological advancement, economic advancement, and, you know, in a reasonable world, I would think, well, let's, you know, work on our economy, let's work on our technology and our manufacturing, but apparently Washington's idea is if somebody is rising up to threaten you, it's best to just knock them down. And so Washington is formulating a plan to try and kneecap China's economy. They want to thwart China's development and preserve America's premier position in the global order. I'm not sure that we still actually have it, maybe more illusion. The economic part of the plan is called decoupling, which refers to selectively blocking China's access to critical technology, particularly advanced semiconductors. And basically, they're erecting a digital iron curtain between China and the rest of the world. I think that's going to backfire on them because China will just start manufacturing their own semiconductors. Now, getting back to Israel again, Israel's sovereign credit rating on Tuesday was lowered by credit rating agency Morgan Stanley, and Moody's warned of a significant risk that political and social tensions will lead to negative consequences for Israel's economy and security situation. Certainly if 28% of the population is thinking about leaving the country, that's going to be a major, major blow. Okay. Now, earlier this week, the Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas was, called to a hearing at the House of Representatives, and Wyoming's GOP Congresswoman basically blistered him for, you know, lying to the American people. And Mayorkas is still saying the border is secure and everything's fine. And the congresswoman said, we know you've lied, okay? And Mayorkas was asked to resign. He said no, he would not do that. So now there's talk about impeaching him as well. All righty. You've probably heard all over the news about you know, it's the hottest it's been in the last 120,000 years. And I don't know who was taking daily temperatures 120,000 years ago. I know Homo erectus or something like that. But, you know, there was an article that came out of PJ Media basically looking back over the last 56 years of doomsday climate warming. Either we're going into a new ice age or the planet is broiling, and none of it ever happened. None of these predictions came to pass. And, you know, they also seem to ignore actual climate damaging emergencies like the derailment in East Palestine, Ohio, where residents suffered vomiting, rashes, nosebleeds, bronchitis while they watched their pets and livestock die. So, yeah, it's been a huge, huge hoax. It really has. Now, the World Economic Forum and Klaus Schwab have a brand new target. They're going after farms. Okay, they're saying, "Oh, farms are bad for the environment. They're putting, you know, nitrate oxide out into the atmosphere." And so, over we have this Dutch farmer protest movement. Dutch farmers are pushing back against government's efforts to shut down farms and implement nonsensical environmental standards. The farmers have stood up in protest, driving their tractors into cities and making themselves heard. And, you know, we need the farmers. That's where the food comes from. And I know everybody's investing in lab-grown chicken and, you know, factory-grown chicken and factory-grown meat and, you know, all this synthetic stuff, and they want to cut off our natural food supply, so we're forced to buy their products. That was a big reason why the buffalo were slaughtered here in the United States in order to force people to buy cattle from the cattle ranchers. So, anyway, there are food banks already setting up in the Netherlands, and that's a new thing. The first one only opened back in 2002. By the end of 2005, there were more than 40 food banks open across the country after a sharp increase in the number of people looking for support. By 2006, around 8,000 households relied on food bank support, and basically, it's a situation. There are now over 500 collection points helping to provide food for those who need it across the country. There are also food banks operating now in Germany and other parts of Europe. We're headed in a really, really bad direction here. Now, Joe Biden is out there threatening to veto Republican bills that defund diversity and LGBT initiatives. Okay? I think there are more important problems that the president should be dealing with, like our collapsing infrastructure, you know, the fragility of the economy. But no, we're going to do diversity in LGBT because, you know, there's plenty of votes out there. And according to Fox News, the White House declared that Biden strongly opposes the appropriations bills for both the Department of Veterans Affairs and the Department of Agriculture. And these bills include billions in additional rescissions from the Inflation Reduction Act and other vital legislation that could result in an unacceptable harm to clean energy and energy efficiency. So the politics are going on here, and it's, you know. Now, former Vice President Mike Pence said over this last weekend there needs to be a national minimum standard for abortion bans in the United States. A minimum, he said, should be set at 15 weeks of pregnancy. If you can't make up your mind if you want to have the baby by 15 weeks, well, there's a problem there. And he made the remarks during a CNN interview with host Dana Bash on State of the Union. And Pence said, "I am pro-life," and so forth and so on. But what's really the issue here is the whole point of the Supreme Court decision overturning Roe versus Wade was to return these decisions to the states, and now Mike Pence is out there trying to say we have to have a national minimum standard. He wants to basically bring the abortion debate back into the federal government sphere of influence. Okay, up in Oregon, Governor Tina Kotek signed a widely opposed pro-abortion bill that sparked the longest Republican walkout in the history of the legislature. And the bill allows secret abortions on teenagers without parental consent. This was House Bill 2002. And it makes it easier for young girls to have an abortion or to be coerced by an abuser without their parents' knowledge. And originally, the bill would have eliminated all parental involvement requirements and allowed girls as young as 10 to have abortions and transgender drugs and surgeries without their parents' knowledge or consent. I think that is absolutely, absolutely wrong. You know, the parents have to be involved. It's their child. Okay, and I know the liberals are saying, no, it takes a village, the children belong to the community, and they belong, you know, to the political system. All right, there's an article that came out of the Daily Mail, and it talks about what happens after you go through transgender assignment surgery. Okay, and apparently researchers from the University of Florida and Brooks Rehabilitation showed that more than half of trans surgery patients endured pain during sex. Nearly a third could not control their bladders. Okay, 81% of the patients endure pain for the first 5 years after the procedure, and you know the rest are incontinent. I mean, this is terrible, terrible stuff. You know that they're doing to these kids. And, you know, we're starting to see lawsuits being filed by, you know, very young kids who were transitioned before they really understood what it meant, and it's wrecked their lives. And, yeah, they're starting to file lawsuits here. Now, in an interview with ABC News, Assistant Secretary for Health Admiral Rachel Levine, a man who imagines or hallucinates that he's a woman, argued that subjecting minors to so-called gender-affirming care is necessary for suicide prevention. Okay? And basically, he, she, it, zizay, whatever, said the treatment options for gender-affirming care for transgender youths really are evidence-based. Okay? And you know, went back to the argument, what if you're going through the wrong puberty? What if inside you feel that you're a female, but you're going through male puberty? Now, the reality is that suicide has become a problem among the transitioned. People who go through the drugs and the chemicals and the surgery, they come out the other side, they're experiencing pain, they can't enjoy sex, all the other problems there. And yes, there is a suicide problem. Okay? And that's one of the big secrets the transgender movement is trying to hide, along with how many transition people wind up regretting going through that. Okay. Story coming out of CatholicVote.org. You know, Pride Month may be over, but liberal agendas pushed on schools by organizations like the Gay, Lesbian, and Straight Education Network are still training teachers to groom children in schools, to sexualize them. And they're putting so much effort into that, you know, our academic performance of these kids is just communicating. And, you know, it's nonsense. And the kids are going to come home, their heads filled with indoctrination, saying, yeah, this is really good. And, you know, it's cool to have sex when you're a kid with a grown up and an adult. And that really is just a little bit sick. I sometimes think this effort to normalize pedophilia is to reduce the potential political damage if the Jeffrey Epstein client list ever does get leaked out. Okay? So that may be what's the agenda behind that here. And getting on back to academic performance, there's an article in Zero Hedge. It's time to acknowledge America's education crisis. Now, the recent Supreme Court ruling regarding college admissions has once again thrust America's educational system into the spotlight. A major question that came from the ruling is whether America's children are being intellectually and academically prepared to even enter or succeed in these colleges and universities. The tragic answer is that America's public education system is failing to equip our youth with the tools necessary to succeed in education and professional lives. But the kids know all the correct gender pronouns, so that's got to count for something here. All right. Now, the American Library Association has been a driving force in keeping these sexually explicit books in school and public libraries, and there is a new organization, the World Library Association. It's been set up to basically argue the other side, that these books are wholly inappropriate for young children, and that children should be allowed to stay children for as long as they can. And, you know, when they get old enough, they'll learn about all this stuff at an appropriate time. But it does look like our public school system has been transformed into a gigantic grooming machine to front end child sex trafficking and so forth. It's really horrific when you think about it. Okay, Eventbrite has removed the listing of an upcoming Let Women Speak Austin event hosted by the Independent Women's Network that'll focus on protecting women's sex-specific spaces like restrooms and locker rooms. Well, Eventbrite said, no, we can't have any of that nonsense around here, so we're going to cancel that whole situation. Meanwhile, probably a good workable situation. World Aquatics, the world swimming governing body, announced on Tuesday it's going to set up a third category. There's going to be men and women and transgender athletes. Now, this is not going to go over very well with the transgender athletes who like to compete against biological women. Now they're going to have to compete against other transgender athletes who are biologically male inside. So this is going to kick up a little bit of a furor. All right. Now, let's see. There is this Christian snowboarding coach who was fired over comments about boys in girls' sports, and he's now filed a First Amendment lawsuit. This is up in Vermont. And, you know, he was saying, you know, males identifying as females should not compete in girls' sports. And so he's now suing the school for violating his First Amendment rights. And I don't know how we got this crazy of letting men who imagine they're women compete against biological women. There is a reason there is a male, a men's and women's division in sport. Men are larger and stronger overall. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Subscribe to the Freedom Times monthly newspaper, published since 1985. That's right, 1985. The Freedom Times pulls no punches and observes no sacred cows or taboos. The perilous times we live in are too critical for anything but honest discussion of America's plight. The Freedom Times is the antidote to the lies and distortions of the fake news media. There's no better way to inform and enlighten Americans than by reading the Freedom Times each month. New subscribers may sign up at the special rate of just $29 for 1 year or $55 for 2 years. Subscribe online by going to AmericanFreedomNews.us or mail your subscription to The Freedom Times, P.O. Box 218, Wildwood, Pennsylvania, 15091. That's The Freedom Times, P.O. Box 218, Wildwood, Pennsylvania, 15091. Support America's best patriotic newspaper and one of the very few left by becoming a subscriber to the Freedom Times today.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
The money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in anyone. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did.
And welcome back to our show here. And over in Virginia, their education department has finalized a new rule requiring all public schools to get parental permission before cooperating with students who want to identify as a different gender. And, you know, a lot of people are starting to mock this whole thing, saying they identify as an Apache attack helicopter. You know, I identify as a very wealthy talk radio host, but it hasn't happened yet. Anyway, DeSantis has instructed the State Board of Administration to launch an inquiry of Anheuser-Busch's assets, okay, following that whole thing with the Dylan Mulvaney. And apparently DeSantis is thinking about suing them. Now, we've all heard of Albert Einstein. And he wrote a lot of letters, and they're considered very collectible. And he wrote a letter where he said, God could not have created the universe, and science replaces and supersedes religion. It just went on sale for $100,000. And he described religion as childish superstition born out of human weakness. And So the letter is written in German to religious studies teacher Mrs. Monk, the father of modern physics, also effectively debunked the Bible creation story, and so forth and so on. But that's what's going on there right now. Okay, let's see. Jim Jordan has just released the Facebook files. This is a report of collusion between Facebook and the Biden administration to censor conservatives and especially Tucker Carlson. So a little bit of, yeah, it's a dictatorship when they do stuff like that. It's a clear violation of the First Amendment. And like I said, the government has just gone off the constitutional, reservation here. Okay. Now, there was actually another child prostitution ring. This one was down in Cartagena, Colombia. And apparently the ringleaders were also Israelis. And I'm wondering if that's the reason why Sound of Freedom was being denounced as anti-Semitic. Okay, because when they came out with that one, everybody's saying, well, no, there's nothing in there about, you know, Jews or anything. But apparently they are very much involved in that child sex trafficking. Okay. Anyway, apparently there's now a concern about going after Zuckerberg because of the Facebook files that Jordan just dropped. And we'll see what's going to happen on that. Now, interestingly enough, during the hearing for Hunter Biden's plea deal, which collapsed, they basically admitted that, you know, Joe Biden was involved in the dealings with China as well, which he had denied earlier on. So we caught him lying again. And Okay, here's a story that's just now coming in. Apparently, the Ukraine counteroffensive is in bad shape. I saw in the corporate media they're saying, you know, huge gains. Ukraine is just doing really well. No, they're not. We're hearing from people on the ground in Ukraine. It's just, it's a meat grinder there. And we keep hearing these stories about ongoing secret peace talks between former senior U.S. national security officials and high-ranking members of the Kremlin. I'm hoping that we're going to see some common sense break out. Okay, we're coming up on station identification here. We're going to open up the phone lines. We've already got two callers on the line, 512-248-8252, and we'll be right back.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new, healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.
Welcome to the Michael Rivero What Really Happened radio program.
Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. We've already got a lot of callers, so let's go to Angel in New York City. Hello, Angel. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello. Yesterday, I think you mentioned TWA 800 and Richard Jewell.
Yep.
I'm going to show you the connection between them. Can you pull a website, SIRUS1.com? That's SIRUS.
Okay, read that to me one more time.
Sure. SIRUS, the number one.com. That's SIRUS, the number one.com.
Okay, it says your life is in danger.
Can you pull up FedEx slips?
Can I pull what?
It says FedEx slips. You can click on FedEx slips there.
It says FedEx reports.
Yeah, FedEx reports. Can you pull that up, please?
Okay.
Did you pull it up?
Yeah, I'm looking at it.
Do you see it says Police Chief Beverly Harvard?
Yes.
And you see the date is 1996, July 1996?
Yeah.
You see our FedEx slip below that? It says Brian Watson, August 1996?
Yeah.
Okay, what happened is I had contacted Police Chief Beverly Harvard just during the Atlanta Olympics and said that President Clinton had just shot down TWA 800 and they was going to blow up the CDC in Atlanta, Georgia during the Olympics. Okay?
Okay.
That's the proof of it. And what happened was, because of that, if you checked on the news and everything, Richard Jewell had found a small bomb the day before, 2 days before that on a Saturday. That slip was dated on a Monday. So about two weeks after that, the FedEx slip that says Brian Watson, they had tried to do something else, and I contacted Brian Watson and explained everything to him. Okay?
Okay.
You notice that's when they start turning back the stuff about Richard Jewell. What happened was, that morning, they said Richard Jewell had found a bomb, and that afternoon, he was a person of interest. It was because I had contacted Chief of Police Beverly Harvard and said they was going to blow up the CDC and put the country under martial law. Okay?
Okay.
That's the mystery behind that. And if you can, you can click on one, when you go later on, if you click on a couple of pages, you're going to see a list of about 20 people who I had contacted and said they had a, it's a list of people, Black Helicopters of America, Pat Robinson, Jimmy Swaggart, Al Sharpton, Reverend Farrakhan, et cetera. Because of that list of people, they decided to pause everything. Okay?
Okay.
Okay? And that was the reason they paused with Richard Jew, and that's the reason they backed up on him. Okay, that's the connection. Okay?
Okay, I'm having a hard time following this. You know, I mean, the FedEx slips don't indicate what was being sent inside the FedEx packages, and so...
what it is, I'm sorry. I had sent a state of emergency letter to Chief of Police Beverly Harvard and explained to her that Clinton had just blew up the GWA 800. They was going to blow up the CDC. Going to blow up the CDC and put the whole country under martial law. And I asked, basically begged her not to let that happen.
Okay.
And that's what it was about.
Okay.
Okay? And later on, when you go home, I'm gonna give you another website to check out. You can find out everything, okay? Actually, I filed a case in a federal courthouse, the Southern District of New York, Farrell Starlight versus the U.S. House Representative for misprision of treason in 1998.
Okay.
Southern District Court of New York, 500 Pearl Street, Farrell Starlight versus the U.S. House Representative for misprision of treason.
Okay.
You understand? Okay.
Yeah, I understand.
Now there's another, I know you have time, there's another website when you check it when you go home. Just write this down. You ready?
Yeah.
Just www.vote, that's VOTE, Starlight, Starlight, McKinney, McKinney, McKinney.
Yeah.
Com. Now check that out when you go home. Okay.
Okay. I must have mistyped it. It says we cannot find that site. Can you send me an email with that URL and I'll check it out after the show?
I'm not able to send emails. My business is not that good.
Oh, okay.
But if you wrote it down, they're probably trying to block it or something. Did you write the website down?
Well, I've got it in a browser window right now.
Oh, did the website come up, StarlightMcKinney2016.com?
You said Votes Starlight McKinney.
Yeah, Votes Starlight McKinney2016.com. Did it come up?
No, it did not come up.
Okay, I'll check on the serpent, see what it is, okay? But anyway, keep that on file, okay?
Okay, I'll take a look at it. Thank you very much for the
okay,
phone call.
Care.
We're going to go to Jeff in Ottawa. Hello, Jeff. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I'm sorry to see you go, but I do understand with the health and all the rest of it. And I mean, you're not making any money off this, and everybody else is. Look at John Moore. Sell. And you got to pay your bills. So I can fully understand, you know, doing a five-day-a-week show for all of the hours and prep. Now, you got to get back to your website, make that generate income for you to take the pressure off. Then maybe down the road at some point you can come back for like on some network here or somewhere for like one show a week, 2-3 hour show, whatever, you know, and that'd be good. I'm going to miss your perspective on stuff, even though I disagree with you on the atheism and evolution, various things like that, and also on China and Tulsi Gabbard, but I'm also gonna miss the, and I have to say this, it's funny, cast of characters you get. Most people's talk shows are boring.
Yeah, I'm gonna miss them too.
Seriously. They're boring. Now you got like the slow talker in New York, you got the fast talker in South Florida, you got the, all have an olive and a margarita and the dude, man, you got some colorful characters on, I'll tell you that. Very entertaining. And also they put up good information. I'm not slagging them, it's funny. I got a nickname for almost all your callers. But anyway, I understand totally. I mean, my sister's, our healthcare system here is crap. I had a bit of a healthcare thing last year, the prostate thing. It was 5 months before I got that minor procedure done. So, I and my wife's aunt fell at 92 and was 22 hours in the emergency waiting to see something. That's 22 hours. So the Canadian health care, it sucks.
Well, the health care out in Hawaii wasn't much better when my wife suffered a compression fracture in her spine. It was 90 days before they could see her, and by that time it had started to fuse in you know, at an angle, and she's been living with that ever since. Our medical care around here locally is pretty good, primarily because our doctor is also our niece, so she's got blood in the game.
Yeah, no, I know. I think it's true here and elsewhere. And here, aside from North Korea and maybe one other country, it is illegal. Private health care is illegal in this country. Now, Ford, the horrible premier of Ontario, he says he's going to have some private clinics set up, which the government insurance will take care of, but other separate clinics to take care of the overflow, so we'll see if that's happening. But it's the vaccination. The waiting times have gone up tremendously, and it's, you know, they're not going to be able to hide this charade much longer. You know, it's going to come out, and, you know, and as far as the Ukraine thing, I don't know, there's some sort of, and the gold-backed currency thing, I think they're two sides playing the same game. I wondered about Putin, why hasn't he taken Ukraine by now? What's the holdup? He's got all the, everything he needs, finish them off. What's the game that he's playing? I don't know. I don't trust either side. I think we're being played in all sorts of different directions, but it's surely gonna deteriorate badly. The Soviet style collapse, the problem with that is that when the Soviet Union collapsed, there was pretty much a consensus across the board that we gotta get rid of these guys and so forth. Well, the United States is much too fractured for that. You have these insane people on the left, which we have here, and then you have others, and, you know, when it falls apart, it's not gonna come back with the old Bill of Rights and stuff. It's gonna just fracture. I'm afraid to say that. And I think they are posing somebody, maybe Gavin Newsom, to be the new president after they get rid of Biden. Something.
Yeah, I'm really worried about that. But, you know, they're also talking about running Michelle Obama for her name value. And, you know, yes, she's a lawyer, but or he's a whatever it is a lawyer. But, you know, no political experience, no foreign policy experience. And if you look at what Gavin Newsom has done to California, I absolutely do not want to have him as president of the United States.
Yeah, imagine having a creature like that who has literally destroyed his state. And I, honest to God, I don't know why anybody stays there. Like, I don't know why Peter and Cal.
I think a lot of people are leaving. You know, we keep hearing people are leaving these Democratic strongholds and they're moving to the rural areas to get away from the craziness.
Yep.
And, you know, we've got people moving into our town here in Indiana.
I think a lot of it is the gentle, soft climate they have out there. I mean, the climate out there is very good. It's never, you know, like if you're in the colonial, the mountains and the thing, and that's, I think, holds a lot of people back. But if I were somebody out there with some assets, I'd get the hell out of there as fast as possible. Who wants to have their kids, their sons, daughters, whatever, grow up in a place like that? A place that hates them where there's no future. Sell what, if you've got any assets and you're able to move, my suggestion is sell out and go somewhere. Find a place, whatever climate suits you. Whether it's a hot climate, which I couldn't stand, like Florida, or a moderate climate or cooler or someplace. But just get out. You know, now. What are you waiting for? Do it before, like, beat the rush, but like, sell out while you can. You know? So anyway, I hope that when you do all, like I said, when you get all this stuff sorted out with the website, and I hope that, you do come back, you know, one day a week and on some network, maybe GCN or somewhere else. And, you know, so, you know, that's about all I can say. And good luck to you.
Well, thank you very much. And thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to go to John in Colorado. Hello, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, good afternoon, Mike. Yeah, sorry to see you go. I understand what you need to do, and if you work on your website back on whatsreallyhappening.com. I haven't looked at it, but since you'll be gone, I'll check it out, and if I can help you financially, I'll do that. Do you have any of your thing on that? Do you have any videos of you talking about things? Or?
Well, I mean, there's a video archive of this show over on Rumble and a couple of other places, and you know, I haven't done original videos in quite some time or original articles, and that's something I do want to get back to, is producing original content and, you know, getting my ideas out that way.
Yeah, well, like I said, whatever you do, you know, is there a way to keep up other than just reading your thing? Yeah, fine, but good luck, and Miss Claire, hope you have both have a good time and all that. And if you do come back, even temporarily for a while, it'd be nice to see you. I comment on what you said about the transgender, where they wanted to make that, I forget what you said, who did it, making a third category. Well, I don't like the idea, but if they want to do that, it's great. Let them do that among themselves.
I think it's the best solution. I really do think it's the best solution. In sports, you have a men's category, a women's category, and a transgender category. And let them compete against themselves.
Yeah. I wonder down the line if you get into some of these professionals, especially basketball, and they try to since most of it's black anyway, but if they try to get men, transgender men, go and play with the women, see what that's how they feel about that.
Yeah.
Anyway, so. Anyway, Mike, like I said, good luck to you and Claire, and we'll keep up on you. And is the website What Really Happened working?
Yeah, it's been up all this time here, whatreallyhappened.com.
Okay.
And, you know, it's been through a couple of upgrades, and, you know, I do need to put more time into it. There's coding bugs in the Drupal 9 setup. I'm going to upgrade it to Drupal 10 probably sometime next week.
Well, good. I'll keep a look on it, watch you. But anyway, good luck. Hope to see you back sometime, even temporary.
All right, well, thank you very much for the call and for the kind words, and we're going to go to Charlie in Florida. Hello, Charlie. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Charlie in Florida. Going once, going twice. I think we lost him. Yeah, we might have lost Charlie. All right, so we're going to go to Bruce in Texas. Hello, Bruce. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. Yeah, don't they already have an Olympics? They already have an Olympics for trans people. It's called the Special Olympics. Or they can make a branch off it and have it the Mental Olympics. You know, for the mentally deranged, I guess you could call it, or confused. Now, this may be my last call to you, so again, I already said, you know, everything I had to say about what you've done, and I want to thank you for it. Didn't you start off at the Rents Network?
I actually started at Genesis. Alex Jones actually gave me my first break. He would interview me on a regular basis, and then all of a sudden Genesis calls up and says, would you like your own show? And I said, sure, why not? That was like 16 years ago, and I was with Genesis for a while. Then I was at RBN. Then I went back to Genesis. Then I went to TogiNet, the American News Network, and back to RBN, and I've been here for a while. I actually don't remember when I came back to RBN. It's been a while.
Yeah, Jones has been pretty good, actually. That's pretty much my 11 o'clock to 3 or the 2 show. I'm not ashamed to say it. I criticized him when I thought he was kind of retarded. That's the way I roll, you know what I mean? I just call it as I see it. And have you been hearing about Virus X, the WEF people, and there's others. I heard it on another show earlier today. I mean, blatantly saying, oh, we got a new virus that's coming. We so far we've named it Virus X.
I had not heard about that. I know they they're talking about a Marburg outbreak, and they're talking about this Crimean-Congo hemorrhagic fever. So at this point, it's just more booga-booga to keep us scared and distracted and saying, please protect me, government, please protect me, government.
Yeah, there's another network. It's called 21st Century Wire. Patrick Henningsen, I believe, is the host. And I've been listening to him for a couple of years. He seemed like a pretty straight shooter and, you know, very eloquent, educated. Well, now for the last 5 shows in a row on Sunday, he's had these antivirus people, one after the other, and they're promoting books and stuff. And I've been hearing more and more of that now, the terrain theory, and they tie it into the Bible. Okay, just like the flat earth, you know, I don't have anything against the Christian religion. Matter of fact, I think it's a glue that holds society together. I mean, take Russia, the Russian Orthodox Church, for example. You know, it's the foundation of that culture. But they can also use that to psychologically manipulate people into the wrong direction. That's how I see. And so if I see RBN, you know, going further and further into the flat earth, and you can't challenge it or whatever, and viruses don't exist, and nukes are fake, I'm sorry, it's been a good ride, but I'm going to have to get off. And that's all I got to say. Good luck with you. I'll keep in touch, and I'll probably donate to your site once you get established.
All right, well, thank you very much. We appreciate it greatly here. And we got Charlie in Florida back here. So, Charlie, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, hey, I don't know what happened. I don't know. When I went to talk, you couldn't hear me. So anyway, just wanted to really, like I was saying, there's no topic really I wanted to discuss, but I wanted to wish you well. You know, sometimes we've crossed paths. We haven't agreed on a lot of things, but we have agreed on a lot of things. And I think we've kept good dialogue between us, I hope.
Yeah.
And I just want to wish you the best, with your new endeavor. I really do. RBN, I'm sorry to see you go because you're one of the few newscasters anymore that actually does news, you know, reports the stories, you know, and I like that very much. I love hearing the news and getting the stories from you. But, I'm also concerned about your health. I know the other day you were saying that you'd lost a lot of weight. And, I want you to know I'm praying for your health.
Thank you. I appreciate
that. And want the best for you as far as your health goes. And, you know, I understand you're under a lot of pressure. So just thank you very much, Michael. Appreciate it.
Okay. Well, thank you for the call. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be back after these few words.
Antelope Hill Publishing is America's leading publisher of dissident books, bringing you a wide variety of new translations and original works on every subject, from the funding behind the transgender movement to firsthand memoirs of World War II previously inaccessible to English-speaking audiences. We publish books that mainstream publishers won't touch, full of information that challenges the political status quo. Whether you count yourself as a political dissident, student of history, connoisseur of philosophy, or enthusiast of exciting and thought-provoking fiction, you owe it to yourself to check out our catalog. With exclusive offerings like The Transgender Industrial Complex, Solzhenitsyn and the Right, The Open Society Playbook, Opioids for the Masses, and many more, there's something for everyone, and new titles are added every month. Check out our catalog today at antelopehillpublishing.com and use code RBNReaders2023 for 10% off your order. That's RBNReaders2023. At antelopehillpublishing.com.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future, and let's consider what really happened.
And welcome back to our show, and the phone lines are just loaded up right now. We're going to go to Richard Carey. Hello, Richard. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good day to you, Michael. It's been a while since we spoke. I would like to speak about this green agenda, PSYOP, a bit, you know, sort of the best ammunition we could use against it. And also, I have a little brief prepared statement to pay my respects to you. But regarding the main factors, you mentioned many times the Earth's orbit is perhaps the most significant one regarding climate temperature fluctuations on the planet. It alternates between circular and elliptical. But
yes.
In addition to that, though, I've heard you at times talk about the Maunder minimum. And there's even some recent articles at NASA on it, but these days it seems like they're very pro-climate change, and I'm skeptical of, like you say, never a straight answer, and you were someone who used to work there. But, I mean, well, the original Maunder minimum, at least in recent history, according to grandsolarminimum.com, says about 1645 until 1720, and that's a reduced amount of sunspots in. And there's another one that they're claiming that we're entering for the next 35 years or so. I don't know. What would you say with your most current information on that? Or is it mostly the Earth's orbit to account for things?
Well, you're correct about the Maunder minimum. The sun goes through cycles of activity. One that was discovered earliest was 11 years, where we go from sunspots, lots of sunspots, to very few. And during that period, the sun's magnetic field will flip. So it's actually a 22-year cycle. And scientists are now beginning to realize there are longer cycles. There's one that's 60 years long and one that's a little bit over 100 years. And they're only discovering these now because we've only been able to study the sun scientifically for the last 100 or so years. And what they're talking about for the next 30 years is that all of these cycles' low points are lining up. And so, we could see some definite climatic change from that.
Wow. Okay, so, yeah, the two different Maunder minimum cycles lining up and then also the Earth's orbit all at the same time. Yeah, that is significant.
Well, you know, that's why, you know, climate's always changing. It always has. It always will. And the issue with the orbit is that's what creates the ice ages and the interglacials. And we're in an interglacial right now. We're just coming out of the little ice age, so we can expect a little bit of warming. But, you know, the government said, okay, we're getting warming. Let's turn it into a crisis and offer to sell everybody a solution if they'll just do what we tell them and give us a lot more money. But, you know, back in the 70s, they were predicting a new ice age. So, I mean, it's just fear-mongering. And, you know, scientists are human beings. They want funding, and they want a little bit of attention because attention leads to more funding. And so a scientist says, well, I've discovered this, and it's really no big deal. Not going to get any fame or money. But if he says, I've discovered something, and it's potentially the end of the world, then all of a sudden he gets news coverage, he gets offers of funding. And so there's a lot of scaremongering, you know, because scientists do require funding to do what they're doing, and whoever controls the funding controls the science. And that's called the golden rule of science. And, you know, we've had all this funding that's being poured into climate scientists who are willing to say that the Earth is doomed, and that's then used in the newspapers as propaganda to scare us out of our freedoms and out of our money.
and on all scientific topics, the whole notion of peer review seems to convince a lot of people. But again, due to funding, it seems like most of those do have some sort of corporate funding with motives behind them. Isn't that the unfortunate truth?
That's the unfortunate truth. And over the last several years, we've seen a lot of science journals, you know, yank articles, which turn out to be highly inaccurate. We've certainly seen that with regards to COVID and the COVID vaccine. We've seen that with regards to articles about, you know, the impending climate doom. And, you know, I think it was, you know, science has become corrupted, just like everything else in our society. And that's why, you know, it's actually become scientism, which is like science sold as a religion. Don't think for yourself. Don't apply critical thinking. Just believe what this guy says because he's wearing a white laboratory coat and carrying a clipboard. And that's not really a very healthy attitude to have. I encourage everyone to be their own scientists. Get the raw data and find out for yourself. You know, a big issue is reproducibility, and a lot of the claims made by the global warming movement aren't reproducible. And there was a big stink at the Hadley Climate Research Unit at the University of East Anglia. They were one of the first ones to come on in and say, yes, we've done the research. The data shows the planet is warming. And then other scientists contacted the Hadley Climate Research Unit and said, well, can we have a copy of your raw data and the methodology? And Hadley said, well, we ran out of room on our hard drive and we had to throw the raw data away. So just take our word for it. This is our conclusion. And that was the first red warning flag that something was definitely not as it should have been. Anyway, Richard, is there anything else?
Actually, I did have a brief a prepared statement.
Okay, well, stay on the line. I got to put you on hold, and we'll be right back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names. Shilajit, Momio, Momink, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And welcome back to our show here. We're finishing up with Richard Carey. And Richard, take it away.
Yes, Michael, we haven't interacted much since I was brought on as a host here on RBN. But I can assure you that in my household here, to my wife and me, I mean, you've been a member of the household for far longer than that. I've only called into your broadcast a handful of times over the years. But today, kind sir, I would like to very much give you my warmest regards. Thank you greatly for these now 16 years of live radio host broadcasting. Additionally, for all you have and continue, really, to plan to contribute to journalism at your 25 years and running website whatreallyhappened.com, and wish you all the best in future. I have been listening to your broadcasts 5 days a week since at least 2014, perhaps a bit prior to that. But I cannot help but recollect the 2-hour live interviews I have conducted with you as my guest, which we did close to when I first started live radio hosting at Truthcat Radio back in 2016 and 2017. And so after moving around a few years there, you know, doing a show on a few other live radio platforms, one where I myself created and ran for a handful of hosts during 2019 and 2020. I mean, I most recently appreciated the honor of being appointed to my current time slot by John Stadmiller and being a weekday host on RBN alongside yourself, good sir, for the past 3 years now. And I mean, I have to say, among everyone out there, you are among the very few other notable radio hosts who's been a significant influence upon my decision to start doing live radio. And you've always been among my top role models in radio, setting my standard for independent, fair, balanced, and objective journalism and reporting. You will be greatly missed and cannot be replaced. It would be impossible. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for all those kind words. Thank you for the call. We're going to go to Scott in Australia. Hello, Scott. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, good day, mate. How you doing?
Good day.
Mate, I just wanted to say, I want to congratulate you on what you've done over the years. People like me from around the world, I'm sure, listen to you, and, it's a huge loss for RBN, do you remember when journalists did real journalism? Like, when was the last time you kind of
about Woodward and Bernstein and the Watergate scandal? I've always had Edward R. Murrow as kind of a personal hero. The media has basically become government controlled. I mean, now it's an open secret, you know, that, between Operation Mockingbird and various other corrupting influences, the media is just the Ministry of Truth for the U.S. government. Now the liberals are actually talking about only the government should decide what is true. And that's anathema to the First Amendment.
Yeah, No, that's 100% true. It's also controlled, and it's a very rare to find voices like you on the radio. I've got a couple of other things. So not only with you, we get the real news, and you cover such a broad spectrum. It's really phenomenal. But your personal analysis of what you're covering is like the icing on the cake. It's a cherry on top, Mike.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's one thing about, you know, what we're all doing, you know, in this fight. I know you find the constant attack on our culture, our people, our democracy, so-called democracy. I call it demo-crazy, but in the anti-white narratives, you know, that we're getting every day. I do find it depressing too, Mike. We have to continue. We have to fight because we cannot stop, because those people who hate us, those tyrants who rule over us and enslave us, they're never going to stop. So we have to keep going, mate. We have to be relentless and take on every single battle that we can. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I would agree with that. And, in an age where social media is, falling back under government control, it's more important than ever that we use the sneaker net, which is that we make hard copies of what we find in the news, and we talk to people in our local communities. We email and fax this stuff around, and, eventually they'll start filtering the email as well. But they can't filter us talking to each other. And, people around this town, they are talking a lot, and a lot of them are very, very upset at what's going on.
Yeah, totally. Hey, I know you're busy, and you're going on to your website, what really happened. You're going to focus on that, but I was wondering if you could do a little project for us, because we know what you do, but we don't know how you do it. So, for instance, how do you scour the internet? How do you get all the different stories, not only from America, but
well,
around the world.
I basically go through several feeds. My wife Claire feeds me a lot of stories that she gets from her sources, and we have a lot of people who email in stories for the website, so we get a lot of material. Yep. And I'm sort of playing at being editor-in-chief here, and separating the wheat from the chaff, which is why I'm not running any of these UFO stories that are all over the media right now.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, so I was just wondering if you'd be able to maybe document how you do it so that the rest of, other activists, white nationalists around the world can actually, work out how it is what you do, and we can go and do it.
I just explained it, it's just going through sources that I trust. Different other people's websites, and building up a group of volunteers who send in stories as well, and that's really all there is to it. That's one of the reasons this job, takes so much time is doing all that research for the show and the website.
Yeah, and the way it comes across is you understand each story. It's almost as if you've read the stories, not just the headlines. But finally, mate, I just want to congratulate you and maybe take on Tom from Florida's advice, a couple of hours on the weekend, or two hour shows on the weekend would be great, man. Once again, thanks for everything you've done. Well done. Take a bow, okay?
All right, thanks an awful lot for the kind words and for the call. And we're going to go to Brad in Seattle. Hello, Brad. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. Just a long-time listener, first-time caller. Going to miss you. Your first hour has always enlightened me to what's going on in the world. And without that, I don't think I would know near as much as I do. Have you considered, starting an email on your webpage that says, like, support at whatreallyhappened.com and promote subscribership monthly, and you could split that with RBN and maybe stay on the air if you get enough support?
Well, if you're talking about a newsletter, that's probably something I'm going to add to the website in the very near future. Right now, being a member at whatreallyhappened.com doesn't really carry any perks with it. On the last site, if you were a paid member, you didn't have to look at the commercials and the ads, but I'm going to have to re-implement all of that stuff. I mean, it really was a major headache when they said you can't use Drupal 6 anymore. And so I went to Drupal 9. It's got serious problems. Like I said, next week I'm going to upgrade to Drupal 10 and hope that some of the problems go away.
Well, some of the other podcasts that I listen to, they have a subscribership every month, and it's, you know, auto debit or whatever you call it. And I wondered if you could do something like that and that all your supporters.
That's definitely something I'm considering right now. And again, I have the means to do that. But again, I'm just going to have to see how the time plays on out and how much I can do within, you know, I'm an old guy. I'm out of warranty. They discontinued my model and we can't find spare parts.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that. You've been out there for us all. And I was wondering if you could, I want to give a shout out to Dan. He's a Seattleite, and I'd maybe get a hold of him. And we could get together and have a beer or a coffee or something and talk politics. And if he's interested, you could just send me back to the switchboard and I'll leave my information.
Okay. Well, Claire and I, for a while, we lived in North Bend, Washington.
Oh, that's a great area.
Yeah, it is a great area, and of course they were still basking in the glow of Twin Peaks having been filmed there. And you know, we basically moved to Washington State because we were getting harassments and threats in Southern California. Then I got the chance to go to Hawaii and work for this Japanese film production company, which didn't care that the White House hated my guts. So we were there, I think, about a year and a half. Maybe just shy of 2 years. Anyway, Mike in the control room, Brad in Seattle wants to leave you a phone number, and I'm going to go to Marco in Alabama. Hello, Marco. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good afternoon, Michael. Well, let's see here. On terrestrial radio, we've lost Rush Limbaugh and Michael Savage. And now, I believe, tell me if I'm wrong, because I discovered you through GCN. Genesis,
yes.
Communications Network, were you a part of that?
Yeah, that was my first radio gig, and like I mentioned earlier, Alex Jones sort of set it on up with Ted Anderson, and they gave me my first show, and then I went to RBN, then I got lured back to GCN again, a couple of other small news operations that don't exist anymore, I don't think, and finally back here to RBN.
Because I remember discovering you when I was a liberal, and I was just, you know, starting to dabble, dude, in that red pill. I had a mentor who would, have, streaming going on, on the boom box as we were doing construction. I used to do home framing and stuff like that. And, he would listen to Rush Limbaugh and make fun of me because I was a liberal and all that stuff, man. And then I started to see things, dude, that started to come clear, dude, a little bit and a little bit more and a little bit more. And then I discovered Alex Jones had a nervous breakdown. And then you were always the one, dude, that was the calming person, the calming force. And I remember getting into it with you once, a couple of years ago, saying, how come you can't get mad over something? And I'm glad that didn't happen. No.
Yeah, I don't get mad. I think it's very unprofessional. I try to keep an even demeanor. And I don't know, maybe I'm wrong. I mean, Alex Jones has done very well with his little bullhorn and screaming at everybody, but that's not me.
Well, I want you to know that you're pretty much an end of an era. you know, as it pertains to, you know, this type of journalism, because the future going forward is going to be bombastic. The future going forward is going to be shocking. The future going forward is going to be a lot more aggressive and having, you know, journalists do that are going out on the scenes and things like that. And possibly even being a part of the revolution that's coming in itself. And I just wanted you to know, with all the respect, you know, that you and your wife should encounter going forward, and I wish you all of the health, and I want to let somebody else get on. Have a great evening.
All right, well, thank you for the call. We're going to go to Guy in Arizona, and yes, we do have a lot of callers waiting. What's on your mind, Guy?
Hey, Mike. Yeah, I want to jump on that, too, because I was loved listening to Alex Jones, and then he goes wild, and then you're definitely a more calming influence, that's for sure. But then again, on the flip side, you said that he's successful. You don't have, like, billions, if not trillions of dollars of lawsuits coming at you.
No, I think, no, I don't have, I'm not being sued by anybody just yet. But, you know, I'm very careful, regarding defaming anybody. And mostly, you know, because of the radio show, I'm just repeating, reposting other people's stories. But as I get back into writing original content, I'm just going to have to be very careful that I don't do anything that's actionable.
Yeah, yeah. And I want to echo, I remember a few years ago when you had that really bad health scare, John Stadmiller came on the air in your place and asked for prayers, and I'm definitely gave you prayers, and I know you're not a real believer, but
I do appreciate the sentiment. I really do.
And then who'd have thought that just a year or 2 years later, then he's gone. He gets to meet the maker.
Yeah, that was a real shock when that happened, and it was an aorta aneurysm, middle of the body, and I've had a scan for one, and I don't have it. They did an ultrasound on me, and thankfully I'm not pregnant.
Yeah, there you go. But okay. Anyway, I was talking about Adam Curry yesterday, so I was going to go on that. He's a VJ, and he was an MTV back in the 80s. But he's had a podcast, and he's been talking. Actually, he is one of the first podcasters, and he was on Joe Rogan about five times, and he was just on in January. And He had something very interesting I want you to consider, because he's been a conspiracy theory, and I mean, you and Alex and so many others are talking about not just conspiracy theories, but conspiracy facts or spoiler alerts on so many
things. Yeah, spoiler alerts. That's the term I'm using now.
But then he has something very interesting. He said he was challenged to go look back and look at Jesus. Was he real? And he said that's one of the first conspiracy theories, because if you think about it, the Romans and the Jewish leaders all were saying the body was taken, but it was the disciples that took it. So that was very interesting. And then he said he went right down the line in all of it. And I remember there's a couple of really good ones you should consider looking at, or anyone out there that is would be interested in that. And there's so many things that that is very obvious for us believers that thing going. And then I have myself a Damascus Road, and I pray that you get a Damascus Road. Everyone that gets it gets a different version of it. And so it's more real than most people realize, that there is a God, and he's given us an option to accept him, and then he'll accept you. There's so many, but then again, I've heard you say so many times there's like 30 or 40,000 different denominations of Christianity, but that's not a religion, it's more of a relationship, accepting what he did for you on the cross. I would encourage you to do that. Also, you were talking about Sean Ryan. Sean Ryan just had a come to Jesus moment like 2 months ago, and I encourage you, I think it was episode 63 with him and his wife, was talking about how he's come now to God. And then if you look at the next one, it's episode 64, he had Jim Caviezel. It's like, I heard this, okay, everyone that has a hard time with his name, it's a Diesel without a D, and then put a cab in front, so it's Caviezel. But anyway, he talked about how he was on the cross for when he was a Passion of the Christ. He got hit by lightning, and he had an out-of-the-body experience on the cross. He saw his left side, he saw his back side, and he saw his right side. Then he's had a couple other surgeries that he had, he was clinically dead from that. and then he had out-of-body experiences then. So I encourage you and all the people to take a look at that and listen to the reality of being a believer.
Okay, well, thank you very much for the phone call here, and we're going to switch to Catherine in, Maine. Catherine in Maine, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I was in Boston for a long time, and I remember sending you some stuff, and I just found out, I don't listen every day any longer, but you're like the pillar of stability at RBN, and I know that I could, it makes me sad you guys are leaving. Hi, Claire. But I'm grateful that you've got a plan so that you can bring in more income, because I know you're smart enough to know you know what you need to do, right?
Yeah.
So I pray a blessing on that. And some people do put on, like, there's a couple of people I listen to, and they have, like, you want to make a donation so we can get through some bills. And some people do large donations, okay? So if you wanted to put something like that on your webpage, I think that might not be a bad idea. Splitting with RBN, that's a good idea, too. So I'm just going to pray the blessings come, and thank you for your bumper music, because I had never heard of James McMurtry.
Yes.
And if anyone, that song, I have shared that with so many people. And the video that I like to watch, it has the people in line like at a Walmart or something. And that video is so powerful. I don't know if you've ever seen that particular video, but may I send it to you if you haven't?
Yeah, well, I've got a link to his website here on,
it's not his. It's a video someone did of that song, We Can't Make It Here Anymore. And the video images, it's the one that people are standing in line, like waiting for a job, and there's thousands of people in the long line. That video, and I'll send it to you, and you can do with it as you like. But just one more quick thing. Howland Strauss in 13th Gin. I've read Class by Fussell. The last chapter is The X Way Out, and I've done all the Generation X readings because I'm an elder Xer, and we always get just forgotten about, right? Generation X, Copeland, right? Andy Clarendag. But 13th Gin by Howland Strauss is a great book, and the last chapter talks about what's going to happen with the 13th generation, which is my generation. And one thing they said, the boomers were going to, like, freaking prosecute us. They were going to throw us in jails, and they were never going to die. And you know what? It's kind of looking like, you know, and you are like the exception to what so many of us have experienced with this harsh treatment I've received since I lost my health care. And so thank you for being an exception to the rule. You don't utter the hate. And I always felt safe telling people they could listen to your show and you wouldn't go into this hateful rhetoric. You actually gave a voice for people like myself who didn't do it to ourselves. And we get dismissed and judged and condescended constantly. And I want to thank you for that most of all, for giving a voice to people like in that James McMurtry video. Thank you.
Well, thank you for the kind words, and thank you for the call. And we're going to go to Dustin in New Jersey. Hello, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Man, Mike, what are you doing to me? You got
I'm not
leave
doing
in the middle
anything
of World
to you.
What are you leaving in the middle of World War III, man? Don't you miss... So you ain't going to miss me and Tom.
Well, you know, I'm going to miss all of you. It was really hard to come to this decision, and I feel really bad about it, but I got to take care of Claire and I, and the best way to do that is to refocus on the website, develop original content, and just turn it into a real business that generates an income. And, you know, some of the other people out there, like Jeff Renz, you know, they're making really good money, and I just need to learn how to do that the way that they do it.
But you ain't Jeff Renz, Mike.
No,
better
I'm
than
Mike
Jeff Renz. Mike, I listen to Jeff Renz occasionally, and Jeff Renz, you're in another – You're top league, man. Jeff Renz is like minor league. I'm sorry. He might be making more money or whatever, but he don't talk the way you do, and he doesn't have the listeners call in the way they do, like Tom from Florida. <You know>? But Mike, I want to wish you the best. I know you're going to be on the air tomorrow too, right?
Yeah, and Claire's going to be joining me for that final show.
But Mike, I love you and Claire. And Mike, I want to give you my cell number because, you know, not only can we talk about, because I'm Ukrainian, talk about Ukraine, Video Toaster, Amiga, Commodore 64. But, Mike,
okay.
I do have
can you give that to Mike, the board op?
Yeah, Mike,
because
but I do
we're,
have,
all, We're almost to the end of the show.
I do have a real quick thing about Ukraine real quick. They did a breakthrough. The Ukrainians broke through the first line defense, but it was one armored personnel carrier got caught in a tank trap because they were in reverse, I guess. They got confused, and it got destroyed. So there was no counter-offensive victory.
Yeah, it's a mess over there. Anyway, yeah. Dustin, leave your number with Mike, and we're going to finish up with Rowan in California. Rowan, we've only got a couple minutes left. What's on your mind?
Hello, no time. I know, no time. So I'll just give a shout-out to Layla. Layla in Canada, we miss you. I miss you very much. You always did a great job at setting the record straight. And please, if you're listening to this, please call on the Patrick Flattery or Jeremy from Kentucky or Richard Carey shows. Michael, yeah, I guess I don't have, I wish I could talk to you about so many things, but I guess my time's up.
Okay, well, listen, thank you very much for the call. The music is playing. The show is over.
Stay tuned for the
National Intel Report. Peter Serafin is taking the microphone. Please spread the word of republicbroadcasting.org. Please spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please support RBN during these difficult times. We'll be back tomorrow, Friday. Aloha, America.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear we're on our way down.
Oh yeah,
we must take.
I'm not too sure how unspoken that dream is right now, folks. Welcome to the National Intel Report. I'm a guest host filling in for Peter Serafin. You know, I'm Steve O'Brien. I do a little show here on RBN on Sunday mornings, what I like to, you know, kind of call the beginning of the week. It's called Republic of Texas Radio, and we've had Peter on a few times, and I've kind of guest hosted his spot for a little bit. Love Peter. It's great, man. But listening to John Stadtmiller's music, you know, how many years have you heard that? Now, I know you got plenty of different hosts coming on saying, I love that music, but I'm another one of them. Sorry, guys. You know, me and John Stadtmiller's National Intel Report, that was one of the crowning parts of my day, listening to him when I was doing construction work here in Fredericksburg, Texas. That's kind of where I'm from. You know, my show on Sundays, we talk about well, stuff and things, right? You know, we try not to get too heavy into the news. Kind of want to talk about life in general. But, you know, Peter, this is Peter's show, and, you know, he had a guest booked for